Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and welcome to the Monday Show. All kinds of weird things going on around here in beautiful Pasadena, California. Kind of overcast, kind of cloudy, kind of rainy. Looks like it's going to rain, but it hasn't been raining. But then we had a lot of rain lately, so maybe we're okay for a while. I had to go get a blood test today. You know, I'm going to have a doctor's visit next week. So it's this semi-annual, make sure I'm kind of doing okay kind of thing. So yeah, it's been kind of twisted my day around a little bit. Couldn't eat. No eating. Fasting. Ooh, yeah, you miss food after about 12 hours, right? 14 hours, whatever. Yeah, longer than that, probably. I don't know. So I finally got to eat something, but it's kind of weird. Then we have our fire alarm going off in the building I live in. But it's all because of doing work, I think, of some kind of plumbing work. Who knows? Okay, how's everyone today? I see I have some callers. So what's this show about? What do I do here? What do I want to do? Kind of got inspired this weekend. I was listening to Dr. Michael Beckwith. He was from The Secret, Agape International Spiritual Center. I got to listen online to his sermon, Sunday sermon, which was really kind of inspiring. And I thought to myself, that's my job. I'm here to inspire people. You know, that's, I like to stay inspired. I like to feel, you know, that positive, high vibrational energy of being connected to Source, God, whatever you want to call it. So I have some quotes go along with that. I have found a really cool kind of article that I'll cover. It was from, where was it from? I don't know. Where was it from? It's from Sources of Insight. What a cool name for a website. Sources of Insight in 101 Ways to Motivate Yourself and Others. So I thought, well, you know, we're not going to do 101 today. Maybe we'll do a few of them. We'll let Spirit talk to you about those. But I thought it was kind of an interesting article, so we'll get into that. All of this insights, how to inspire yourself. Do you stay in that kind of warm, glowing feeling of, yeah, I can do anything kind of attitude and mindset? Isn't that where we want to be most of the time, is I can do anything, I can accomplish? You know, like Dr. Beckwith was talking about using the sentence, I am. How do you finish the sentence, I am? Do you say, I am tired? Well, that's your state of being. I am invigorated. Now, that sounds much better than I am tired. I am resting. Now, it's not so bad either. So, well, we'll talk about inspiration and how I can inspire you. I know, and I deal with past lives. Like a little bit of a plug on what I really, really love doing. I love doing regression work, not just past lives, but it's really about going back to where something started in your life that you can deal with and fix and change so that you can, you know, go, move forward in your life and let go of the past. Now, I take people to past lives, take people to early childhood. I'm a clinical hypnotherapist. I've studied a lot of neuro-linguistic programming and all that sort of stuff, but I channel most of it. When I'm taking people into this kind of meditative hypnosis state, it's really more meditation. I'm really channeling the information. My spirit guides are kind of doing it. Maybe I'm channeling Jung or some other great psychologists from the past, Milton Erickson, who knows, right? But it's fun. It's what I love doing probably as much as anything, because it's kind of like taking people back and helping them to figure out what went wrong, why those problems are in your life, why do you believe this about yourself? So I have some callers. Let me do one quote real quick, and then I'll take the callers. I have 562 has been holding on for a while, and then we have a 612 and an 860. So I will get to all of you. Can you be just patient for about a minute more, and then I'll get to you, and then we'll, you know, we'll see if I have how I can inspire you today in some way, somehow. Yes. Okay, so what's the first one? Quote I have for you. It's from the Abraham material. You know, the Abraham material, a lot of what happened, The Secret, was based around all this law of attraction stuff is based around the Abraham material. So I love this one. My most important relationship is with my source. Okay. There is no relationship of greater importance to achieve than the relationship between you and your physical body right here and now and the soul source God from which you come. So you use any word you want, soul, source, or God. You know, I use source. Some people use God. I like the word source because it doesn't have that much attachment to it. If you tend to that relationship first and foremost, you will then and only then have the stable footing to proceed into other relationships. That's kind of cool, isn't it? Yeah. Tend to that relationship with your soul or source or God. Make that a good relationship. And other relationships will then work. Your relationship with your own body, your relationship with your money, your relationship with your parents, children, and grandchildren, the people you work with, your government, and your world will all fall swiftly and easily into alignment once you tend to this fundamental primary relationship first. I like that. I have another quote by Abraham. I'll get to that later. Abraham being a group of non-physical entities, much like the group that I channel, which is the Adonis group. They're very similar in how they communicate ideas. But it's really that's your most important relationship. It's with God or source. I call it source. I love the word source. It doesn't have that kind of old-fashioned God thing, the God of judgment and the God of this and the God of that. Just kind of cool. Just that's where we're from, right? Okay, so let me take a call, and we'll get into more of this, and we'll get some inspirational ideas for you so that you make your life a little bit easier. Isn't it really what it's all about is to make your life a little easier? A little bit easier, right? Thank you for the quote in the chat room. Okay, so 562, if you're still there. Hello.
Hi, this is Yvonne.
Hi, Yvonne. How can I inspire you today?
Hi. Well, you inspire me with your quotes all the time, stuff you say. I just want to know what Spirit has to say to me, if they have any messages for me.
In general, just any particular subject that you're concerned about in your life.
Love.
What's the question with love, though? Everybody's got love and finance seem to be the number one and number two things that people are concerned about, right? So, what do they have to say? So, what's the question about love? You're not in love now. You want to be in love. Love hasn't worked out for you. You're missing love. The love you have now
I'm with someone, but I don't think we're in love yet. I'm hoping we can get there.
Well, that's kind of an unusual statement. So what about what got you together? I mean, not trying to be too nosy here, but what got you together?
I don't know. I think we just like each other a lot right now, but I don't think we're in love. Like, you know, that feeling of, well, you know, you tell each other I'm in love with you and all that stuff yet. So,
okay. So you're good friends.
Yeah.
What I hear for you is just be patient. Just be patient. That comes with time. You know, that euphoric, oh, I'm in love with you and let's live together forever kind of thing. That doesn't always work out as well as let's be best friends. That's what I hear. Be best friends. Be from the plate because you care about him. You like him. You're attracted to him, right? Obviously. Or you wouldn't be doing all this, right?
Yeah.
You find him interesting. You like spending time. You enjoy when he's around, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you a question. If he asked you to marry him today, would you do it?
Yes.
Okay. So you're in love.
Oh, okay.
Right?
I just don't know if you feel the same way about me. Do you see him?
But don't worry about
it.
How long have you been together?
2 years.
Okay. So you're best friends. He loves you, but he doesn't tell you. He loves you, but he doesn't tell you he loves you. You're both afraid of doing that. That's what I hear for you. You're both afraid of jumping off that bridge and saying, I love you. You know, you're my best friend. Let's be together forever. You're afraid to do that, aren't you?
Yeah.
But you have to look at your life together. You've already built a life, right?
Yes.
So you're in love without the words. Does that make sense?
Yes.
He does little things for you, right?
Yes, he does.
Okay, men sometimes, and this is, I mean, I'm not trying to be a therapist here, but this is what I hear from spirit. Men who do things, men show love in different ways. There's different ways that men show love. One of the ways that men will show love is through actions and not words. Okay, so if he does things without asking, he just makes your life a little bit easier, then he loves you.
Okay.
You think that? Is that true or not?
Yes,
okay.
I think it's
so
true.
Be best friends. It'll come out.
Oh, George, can you look at one quick thing for me? Do you see me continually getting my SSI? I received it now, but they're reviewing my SSI case, and I wanted to see, do you see them?
All I hear is there's no changes in the near future. There's no changes in the near future. Okay?
Okay.
Just stay with your partner and just know that love is there already, you know. You can show him how you love him by sending him little love notes, okay? Without verbalizing it, you can send him things or give him things that show you love him, okay? Little hearts and stuff like that. You know, little romantic stuff, right?
Okay.
He loves you, but he's a nonverbal I love you. He's an action I love you. Just accept that.
Okay.
Okay, got it?
Okay,
be well.
Thank you so much.
You're well. Bye.
Bye.
Men are so that way. You know, we don't always, like some men will never say, I love you. Well, they will eventually, but it's hard to get them. But their actions speak louder than the words. The gifts, the taking out the trash, the fixing the fence, the painting the place, the helping you move something, you know, fixing your car, blah, blah, blah. That's a way a lot of men show love. It's just a good thing. If you get a man who's willing to help you and do lots of things for you, well, that's love. Without saying the words, right? I think anybody agree with me or not agree with me. I just feel very strongly because I've studied, took a class or two on this whole idea of how we communicate our feelings. And some people communicate through words. Some people communicate through actions. Some people communicate through physicality, you know, the hugging, the kissing, and it's beyond the sexuality. It's more of an intimacy of wanting to be close to somebody and really feeling the need to be close. I think women do that a lot more than men. What do you agree? Do you agree or disagree? Women will show I love you by affection, by just the little things that they'll do for a man. Not even with the words. Okay, so let me take another caller. How did I inspire her? I don't know. I inspired her to accept her situation as it is now because it will continue to grow. So many question marks behind it. Excuse me. Okay. Call 612 and then 860. Hello?
Hi, this is Christiana.
Christiana?
Yep.
How are you today? How can I inspire you today? Or can I? Do you need to be inspired?
Sure, that can't hurt, right?
I guess not. You know, to feel better about yourself, to feel like you're on top of the world, that you're doing everything that's wonderful in your life, I don't think that can hurt. Nope, not at all.
Yeah.
No. To be all negative and, you know, the world just sucks and I hate the world anymore. No, you don't want to be in that state, do you?
No.
So what's on your mind?
What
do you got in your life? Anything?
I have been having a really hard time bringing in clients to my business, you know, like clients that actually pay for my services. And I know people say, oh, don't worry about the money. It's like, but come on, you know, we live in this world and we need money to live, right?
What do you do?
I'm a life coach, and
okay.
That's my primary focus And I offer some other services as well. But mainly it's what I do is mainly life coaching and psychic readings.
Okay, so when do you ask for the money? I don't know why.
I usually offer at least one session free. And then after that I ask for payment.
Okay,
you know, if
but
they
do you
want
think, yeah,
another
let me, can I ask you a question though? I mean, to be uh-huh. and this is kind of what I'm picking up, and this is kind of an interesting thought. Do you think that one session is just enough for some people and that's all they need?
Yeah, it seems like it.
Well, so then you're giving away your services.
Well, that's just the thing. I can't even find anybody at all
anything. Okay, well, here's the other thing I hear for you. And this is very – because I was in the business world for a long time, and I was in sales for a long time, and Spirit reminds me of this stuff all myself all the time. So they're always telling me what you're selling is benefit. You're selling benefit. How does it benefit what I offer? How will that make your life easier? Think about that. I mean, don't tell me, tell them. How will what I do make your life easier or simpler, or how can I benefit you in your life, right?
Yeah.
And that's the key, because if you can show people that, wow, my services will make your life easier. Isn't that what it's all about?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
So focus your attention on offering yourself and your marketing, because you have to market yourself, right? Marketing on making your life easier, how I can make your life easier. And in that, and I'm kind of hearing this thing, in your marketing part of it, you have to, you have common issues that people have, right? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're working on certain issues that people have, right?
Mm-hmm.
And without getting into details, kind of mention what I do will make this easier or that easier. I can help you with this issue or that issue, whatever they are. And so what you're doing is showing people, yeah, I can help you with that. I can solve that. I got a history of that. Do you have any testimonies on what you do?
You know, there's a few people that are willing to give me testimonies, but I don't have many because I'm
yeah,
still new.
That's always a good thing to have a couple of things that people have written up about you, okay?
Okay.
How effective you are, how you did a great job, you know? Give me a testimony about my work, and I'll give you a free session or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the other thing you can do is say, okay, if you come back for the second session is discounted if you give me a referral. That's an old sales thing.
Okay.
There's a bunch of things, but the main thing you're really good at what you do. I agree with you. You're really good at what you do.
Okay.
What you need to do is tell people why you're so good and how you benefit them. See, sometimes we get to, and I'm spending a lot of time on this, but that's okay. Sometimes we get to thinking too little of ourselves. Okay? Sometimes it's good to toot your own horn a little bit. I'm really good at this. People are attracted to people who are successful, that do really well at something. Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
So you have to kind of amplify, I'm really good at this, and this is why I'm really good at this, and this is how it's going to benefit you. Got it? Try all those things.
Okay.
You'll get it.
Okay.
Because you love what you do,
okay.
Don't you? Do you love what you do?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do.
So you have to put that out there that I love what I do. I love doing this. I want to share it with you because I am passionate about this. So you get people caught up in your emotional connection with what you do. Okay? Got it? Go for it.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye now. Now, sometimes it's easier to tell people that than it is to do it yourself sometimes. It's easier to tell people because I've had a lot of history in this, and Spirit reminds me of all this, that sometimes it's easier to coach other people and help other people to get where they want to be than it is to do it yourself. I don't know why, but it is. It's just human nature, I guess. Yeah, you have to believe in yourself, and then you have to be willing to tell people that you believe in yourself, that you do great, you know, you do great work. You've been able to help people. Okay, moving right along. I took a lot of time on that. Hope that helps other people too, that are, because a lot of practitioners and a lot of people, we don't like to toot our own horns. And the other thing I hear from people like that, and I've been guilty of this, and I think a lot of practitioners and a lot of people who do spiritual work, and what keeps coming back to me is do one thing really well. Don't try to do everything. You know, I see people that have lots of letters behind their names, but which means that you kind of dilute who you are. That's my opinion. Now, this is just my opinion. So if you want to specialize in something, because this is a specialization world, you specialize in a certain thing. So that's why I talk about doing regression therapy. For me, that's a specialization. It's just specializing in taking people back either to past lives or childhood or somewhere younger adulthood to figure out where they're stuck. Okay? I mean, the psychic part or that the spiritual part, they just guide me through it. The channeling part is I'm a natural channel. The channeling part is they help me to do all that. My spirit group. Okay, let me take another call. 860, you've been holding. I've been kind of off at a whole different tangent today, right? Yes.
Hello.
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 Hi. Hi.
How are you?
I'm well. Whom am I speaking to?
This is Amy.
I'm sorry, first name again?
Amy.
Amy. Okay, Amy, I got it now. Sorry. It kind of got blurted or blurred when you said it.
Okay.
I'm bruising from that they took blood out of me. They sucked blood out of me today. The vampire at the lab got me today. So what's going on, Amy?
Okay, so I'm wondering, this is somewhat of a specific question. It is about love. I think the first caller and your answer to her helped me somewhat. But I'm wondering if you see myself expanding into a relationship with Jay. You know, I really feel a strong connection with him.
How does he feel?
Or is it once again? I feel it too. I think, again, like you were telling the first caller, like he just is by nature a caring, nurturing person.
But he's not verbalizing it. He's not verbalizing it, right? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Well, I'm sorry. What are you saying?
He's not verbalizing his feelings to you.
Exactly. He's not. Right.
And you're kind of wondering, does he really feel about me?
Yeah,
right?
But I feel it.
Oh.
Yeah, I do.
Let me ask you a question, and I'm being prompted by Spirit. This is not me. I'm not being a therapist or anything.
Sure.
How long have you been together?
I'm not with him.
Okay, but how long have you known him?
Since October.
Okay, so 5 months, right? Or 4 months or whatever it is,
four
right?
Or 5 months,
four months?
Yeah. Yep.
And you see him from time to time, correct? Am I getting that energy?
Right.
You date.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way, right?
Kind of.
So,
we don't call it a date.
But you
we call
go
it
out,
a meeting.
Do...
I know, it's so strange. I know it sounds like we're teenagers, but we're not. I know. But it's weird. I just, because it's been so long since the relationship. Anyway, go ahead.
Let me ask it this way. Let me answer your question. And usually men know within the first 3 to 6 months if they want to be with somebody.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if you're continuing to see him and it's going well and you enjoy each other's company, he does care about you. Okay. But the energy I'm picking up from here, him, is a lot of fear. And it's almost like a reverse fear, because even what you said about not being a real date, He's afraid of commitment only because he's afraid of getting hurt.
Yes.
Okay? He's afraid
that
of
sounds very
you
right.
reject. He feels like he's afraid of you rejecting him. That if he goes too far into this and he's too open, that you'll reject him for some reason. Then it'll be really hurt because he's, I'm a caring, sensitive man. And if I get, you know, like, oh, I don't want to get hurt. Okay? Follow me?
Yeah.
Continue on. Don't worry about it. Don't get all hung up on, does he feel about me? Continue to see him. Continue to build a friendship. This is an issue of trust on his part.
On his end, right, sir?
He needs to trust that you will reject him. Right?
Okay.
Do you see that? Do you feel that at all?
Yeah, I do. I mean, the funny thing is that I'm the bold one. I feel like I'm the, in air quotes, the guy. I mean, I completely a month ago. I completely just let it all out. Like, the floodgates were out.
But he didn't run away. He still sees you,
right? No, he did not. No, he didn't.
So he's accepting your words.
Yes.
Now he's, this is a cool thought. I got this. This one came to me. This is a really cool thought. But he's accepting your word. He's accepting your words, but he's waiting for the action part to really kind of play it itself out. The trust comes through actions and not words. Do you know what I understand by that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Continue to be his friend. Continue to be his best friend. This will build. Don't worry about him not verbalizing it.
Okay.
Because he'll overcome his fear.
Okay. Okay.
As long as you don't push.
You know,
don't push
him. Sorry. Go ahead.
Don't push
him. No. And you know what the funny thing is? I have to say it. You know, talking about tooting your own horn. I'm very proud of myself. The old me was just like. I'm a fire lady. I just go for what I want. And I'm just so, I let him be. And it's nothing like wanting or yearning. I just let him be. And I watch and observe from a distance. And not in a weird way either. Just like in a very natural, a natural, way. It's beautiful. I'm just so impressed by myself because this is the 360-degree lady from a year ago.
Well, that's a good thing, isn't it?
Yes, I'm so happy. It's like, it's amazing. It's an amazing feeling. It is. And I think why I called into the initially, why I'm calling in the first place for the question is because that's what was a little bit confusing is that he's not saying anything and I wasn't sure if he really does care about me. But my heart feels it. So I got to trust my heart as well. Yeah.
And he hasn't run away. He hasn't freaked out. You opened your heart up to him. He didn't just ghost you, as the expression is now, right?
No, not at all.
So keep going. Just keep going. Just play it low key. Play it very low key. Build the friendship, right?
Okay. Wonderful.
Enjoy each other's company. If you're the masculine aspect of this relationship, it's kind of an interesting dynamic, and I've read a lot about this masculine feminine. It goes either way. It male or female, it doesn't matter who's the masculine. So you almost have to treat him as this effeminate component in this.
I know. I always date guys or interested in guys who are more feminine. It's so that's the yin and the yang thing. Yes.
Yeah, you have a strong masculine energy. I mean, not, you know, but yeah, it's okay. It's cool.
It is what it is. You can't, and it's not even like, it's not even an opinion. It's just, that's the way it goes in this situation.
Right. Yeah. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
Okay.
Enjoy it. Because that makes a good relationship. Because he's depending on
he's
you
wonderful.
More. He's depending on you in a lot of ways.
Oh.
Just
it's
think about
cool.
your roles. Think about your roles and how you're fulfilling something in his life. You're more of the security. You're more of the security blanket for him than he is for you.
It is true.
Okay.
Enjoy it.
Enjoy it.
Okay. I will.
Okay.
I will keep you posted. I really appreciate the. It just makes so much more sense when I talk to somebody like you, and you're just a. You know, just say it like it is. I love it. I love your show.
Okay.
So,
thank you. You take care. Bye now.
You too. Take care.
Bye. That's I love this masculine feminine dynamics and the emotional masculine and all this stuff. It's, you know, when I studied this years ago, and it just opened my eyes up to what a masculine man is and what a more effeminate man is. And it could be straight or gay, it doesn't matter, you know. But that balance is really important. If you're a masculine woman, and I don't mean that in a very derogatory, I mean in a very positive way. Let's just frame it this way. You're more sexually dynamic. You're the one that pushes the guy on the bed. Okay, that's cool. There's nothing wrong with that. And a lot of it is the sexuality between two people. And so you have a tendency to want to control more than he does. So he is more passive and you're more assertive. That's okay. It goes both ways in relationships. I remember I had friends and a lady I did readings for years ago. And she was really cool. She was a trainer, bodybuilder trainer. She worked with movie stars and went on tour with people and trained them and, you know, all that sort of thing and you know, all that thing, massage and training. She was very masculine, and which is cool. I mean, you know, we're not talking gay or straight. We're just talking masculine, straight, homosexual, heterosexual woman. But her boyfriend was also in the same field. He was also a trainer. And I always thought, well, this is kind of weird because I'm studying this stuff about masculine and feminine. I'm going, how does that work? Because he seems like to be very masculine. And then she got talking about him more, and then I realized he's a real softy on the inside. He's just very feminine on the inside, but very, you know, very masculine on the outside. So it's that inner being, inner essence of a person that's kind of that way. You can be a bodybuilder and so forth, but, you know, kind of more feminine on the inside, which is okay. There, you know, what's that expression? God made me this way. That's the way you came in. That's what you decided to live a life like. Okay, so I'm going to give you another quote. That was fun. You guys are really fun today. I really enjoy these calls. Yes. Yeah, these kind of relationship issues are really interesting because there's a lot of dynamics going on in relationships. And we get tripped up on communication, don't we? I do. Communication is really important. And we have such fears about saying things or committing to something. And yeah, I've said I love people and, you know, they kind of look at me like, really? Seriously? Yeah. Okay, well, that's all right. But I'm the kind of person that kind of puts it out there and see what happens, right? I'm more willing to say it than not. I've learned my lessons in life after all these years. Okay, another quote, Abraham quote. Let me go there if I can find it again. I always never know where I'm at. I got all these pages open. Nope. Ah, that's it. Cool. Okay. We'll do this one because it's about relationships. And another quote on relationships. And think about this one for a while. Chew on this one for a while. And I've been talking a lot about relationships lately and having great relationships and how to get there. This is from Abraham material from the Vortex. This is a book, I believe, 2009. They haven't put out a book in a long time. Ever since Jerry did his transition, they've been doing a lot of workshops, but not any books. Okay. My life is about relationships. That's the heading. My life is about relationships. You will never find yourself in a point in time when the subject of relationship is not an active part of your now experience. In the now, right? Now experience. For everything you perceive or notice or know is because of your relationship with something else, I should say. Without a comparative experience, you would be unable to perceive or focus any kind of understanding within yourself. Therefore, it is accurate to say that without relationships, you would not exist at all. That's a pretty straightforward, heavy statement, isn't it? Without relationships, you would not exist at all. So everything in our life is a relationship with something. So it's building those good relationships from whatever it is, even with your pets, right? Yeah, your neighbors. You know, I'm thinking too, like I get this kind of expression. What if you went to a store all the time and you always went into the same store and you loved the same store, but you had a bad relationship with the people that worked there. You were grumpy and you were always kind of crass and, you know, you're not developing good relationships with the people that are serving you or offering you things. It wouldn't go to a very good experience, would it? You'd have a horrible experience, and then you go through life blaming everybody else. But if you develop a good relationship, even the checker, when you're checking out at the market, and if you show interest in that person, it goes easier. They're more helpful. You're looking for somebody, and you looking for something, and you establish good relationship with the person that you're asking to help you find something. Instead of demanding, just being nice and being courteous and asking them how they were doing and how's their day going and blah, blah, blah. And then won't they be more willing to assist you in whatever you're doing? You know, I need to find this item. Oh, yeah. You know, and if you're demanding and how many people have you, when you're at work, if people are demanding things of you and I need it now. And, you know, like you kind of get repulsed by it. You kind of go, well, wait a minute here. So. Building good relationships wherever you're at in life is so important. Okay, so we're talking about inspiring you. Hopefully this is all kind of inspiring in some way to make your life easier. I would think that would make your life easier if you build good relationships with everybody you meet. It does make it easier. There's less conflict, less struggle. Things go quicker and easier. People are more willing to assist you, right? Okay, so we're going to do some. I'm going to do more of these. I will not be here tomorrow. I'll be out of town. I'll be back on Wednesday, but I'll do more of these. We'll talk more about all of this another day, which will be fun, right? More about inspiration. It's motivation. It's motivation and inspiration are a little bit different, but I won't get into the differences right now. Okay. So 101 ways to motivate yourself and others. Now, I'm not going to go through all of these. Maybe I'll highlight a couple. I like this one. Ask questions that move the ball forward. Questions are a powerful way to increase your options and gain leverage. You can use questions to challenge your views. Ask yourself, what do I think about this? And to switch to another empowering mindset. Ask yourself, what's a better way? Ah, good question, right? What's a better way? What are my choices? What are my options? How can I jump that hurdle? How can I get this done? How can I have fun while doing it? Now, you could be asking yourself these, or you could be asking others for assistance, right? So that's asking questions. Ask what would Tony Robbins do? That's an interesting thought if you're familiar with Tony Robbins. But okay, but that's just an example here. It's a powerful thing when you look through other lenses. Plug in your favorite role model. See, it doesn't have to be Tony Robbins. Okay, what would the Dalai Lama do, right? But use them to gain perspective. And what would Jesus do? It's a fast way to think out of the box and to look at the situation through another's eyes. If you need more humor in a situation, ask, what would Lucy do or Bob Hope do or George? What would George Carlin do? Pick your comedian. Pick who's funny. What would Jimmy Fallon do? Or, you know, all of these great comedians, if you want to look at that from that perspective. Or you're in sports. What would Tiger Woods do? Ooh. What would Vanessa Williams do? Okay, so thinking about putting yourself outside the box. I like the Tony Robbins too. And I like this one for a business thing. I mean, in the business world, you could ask questions. What would Richard Branson do in this kind of case if you really respect Richard Branson? Or what would Bill Gates do? Aha. What would Warren Buffett do? That's a good one. You're going to invest money? What would Warren Buffett do? He's made a few billion, right? So think about that. You know, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. And this is a great thing about inspiring yourself. You know, if you think about investing or life or careers or whatever, what would what's-his-name do? And it's good to read their stories and see how they got there. Okay, we're moving right along. number four. I missed number one. Maybe I'll go back to get number one on Wednesday. Be a coach, not a critic. You can be your best coach or your worst critic. You know yourself best, and you know how to beat yourself down or lift yourself up. Use your inner coach for constructive feedback, and give your inner critic a break. So are you down on yourself? You're all negative about yourself. Oh, I should have done it differently. Then be the inner coach. Encourage yourself. Inspire yourself. Yeah, you can do a better job next time. You've learned your lessons. You got this together. You can make this happen. Or that little self-talk about, yeah, wow, you really learned a lot from your experiences. Oh, the experiences have beat me down. I'm a horrible human being. No, go the other way. No, I've learned a lot. I'm moving forward. I know I can achieve it next time. So be a coach, not a critic. Practice that. Practice being a coach and not a critic. Important stuff, right? Now, a lot of these, we won't do a lot of these because they could take up a lot of time. And I love this stuff because what it does is it lets spirit kind of jump in and go, oh, yeah, expand on that. Okay, be a force of one. People throughout time have done amazing things as one-man bands. While there is strength in numbers, it's a force multiplier. Be the catalyst. Be the change. And be the producer that makes things happen. I love that. I mean, not everybody can do that. Well, I think everybody can do this. What do you think? Can everybody do this? I think so, yeah. Don't get in your own way, and don't hold yourself back from what's possible. You got to believe in yourself. Be that force of one. Be that one who's so fixated on accomplishing something in your life that this is what I'm going to do. And somewhere along the line, you have to put the doubt away. You know, oh no, because if it's feeling really good to you, if you're living your bliss, if you're excited about what you're doing, and you're this force multiplier, this catalyst for something, for change, and the producer that makes things happen, you're believing in yourself. You're moving forward. You got to get rid of doubt. Because if you're living your bliss, if you're living your purpose, and it feels really good to be doing that, then continue to do it. Because sometimes when you get other people involved, unless they're really on board with you, unless they're really kind of like, yeah, let's do this. Yeah, I believe in you. Let's do this. And they're going, nah, I don't know. Do you really want to do this? Why do you want to do this? That ain't going to work. No, you got to push those people aside. Because if you see the Holy Grail, if you see that Holy Grail out there, this is it. This is where I'm going. I can see it. I can taste it. I can feel it. This is my passion. You've got to get rid of the Debbie Doubters and the Debbie Downers or the Bobby Downers or whatever you call them. You have to move them out of the way and keep your eyes focused on. And that's what it's saying. Be a force of one. It's good to have people with you and work with you. But if they're pulling you aside, they're pushing you off into the bushes instead of that road that's getting you to where you want to go, then you got to leave them behind. You can't have them in your life, at least this aspect of your life. Maybe they're fun to go out with, but as soon as they get negative, let them go. Boom, done. You're out of my life. You're out of this part of my life. Okay. These are great thoughts, and we'll expand on these perhaps on Wednesday, because it's all about inspiring you to develop better relationships with yourself and others. Excuse me, I'm talking too much. Way too much. Well, I want to thank those who called in today, my friends, my friend in the chat room. I appreciate you listening. And if I can help anybody, if you're really interested in working through those belief systems that are holding you back, or either, I don't know why I'm doing this, but you know, maybe it's from a past life. Maybe it's from childhood. So let's work through them. Let's get through them, because you can do it. Actually, you can do it fairly easily. Okay, it doesn't take that much time. Once you start reprogramming, it just goes quickly. Boom, 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 done. Life's good. Okay, thank you. Love you guys. Bye.